No one will dare shut them.
But the bank manager is in awe of them, as opposed to if you walk in and you're Lincoln's chairman. Jim, Craven Cottage is gone.
Fulham's still there.
Fulham's still there.
In a big way.
But,
yeah.
but do you have a piece, literally a physical piece of Craven Cottage? You know, like supporters always take them a piece of grass or some flakes of paint off the wall. Do you have anything of Craven Cottage?
I've got 4 tickets, as long as I stay alive.
Yeah. You've got four tickets, for always there.
Yeah.
So when they, you know, if Craven Cottage does get bulldozed down and houses built there, you can go and sit in someone's front room by right. I'm sorry, that's my spot, that is my sofa. Look at this certificate they gave me.
Don't say front room, you're giving your age away.
Parlour, exactly, yeah. Will you be there if the actual, what they call those things, the wrecking ball starts to swing, or do you feel grounds are just grounds and things must move on? Sentimental about
it? They have to move on.
Yeah.
Because you're more people want regularly to come and watch football. My worry about Fulham is that basically a number of people that who went regularly to watch when I was chairman probably, you know, fell between 4,000 and 6,000.
Hmm.
Those that Al-Fayed has managed to attract, you know, because of what he's done for the club,
yeah,
builds up to sort of 19,000. Well, 13,000 roughly of those are Johnny Come Lately.
Well, I always
said my worry is that if Fulham don't carry on winning, a lot of those will stay away.
I always say to Tottenham supporters, always say, how many did you get down there last week at Millwall? You know, 13,000, there's a big crowd. I always say, when you fell into the second division last time, as it was then, I'll never forget, they played West Bromwich Albion about the fifth or sixth game of the season. There were 11,000 at White Hart Lane.
So
11,000. So, very quick, Jim, because we've got to do a couple of other things. We've got to move on with the show. But
yep.
Very quick answers, if you can, if that's possible. What is the greatest football match you've ever seen?
Greatest football match I've ever seen.
Gut reaction. It can be a game that meant a lot to you as a player, or just you've been involved, or what?
When Coventry beat Wolves 3-1 at home in order to go into the Premiership for the first time, which is about 35 years ago now.
Yeah.
Huge excitement. 51,500 people in that ground now,
yeah,
which holds 22,000 people.
Well, it says, I'll counter that with Millwall v Carlisle when we were going for the home record. We were 2 games from it, and Carlisle were beating us 2-1, and Len Julian scored 4 minutes to go. So it's not always the big games.
What a lovely name, Len Julian.
Oh, man, like Stepney Gilchrist, Cripps Jones, Snowden, Wilson, Rowan, Julians, Brown, Dunphy, Neil. That was the team. that was the team, actually it was. And the last question for us.
Well, let me ask you one. Are Millwall going to do it?
Oh, absolutely. We've got a knock over Birmingham tonight, and Norwich must be quaking in their boots. It's just a fait accompli. The very last thing to say, because we're way behind now, but you were famously a emergency referee once, famously.
Linesman.
But supposing they needed an emergency manager at half time, do you think you could step into the breach and manage a team to victory in this day and age? Supposing they said, we need a manager, we need someone to give a half time talk. Do you fancy your chances still as an old technician?
If I didn't have that confidence, I'd never been a successful manager in the first place.
And not only that, you wouldn't helm that fantastic program every Sunday morning, which comes from his kitchen, your own kitchen. But the thing is, tell him how there needs some dynamite up them, or a rocket up their backside, as my dad would say. You're giving it all, you know, and they're too grim, no other thing. You carry that show on your back.
Well, I'm a very lucky man, because I enjoyed managing. I loved playing. They were the best years of my life.
Yep.
And I also enjoy my Sunday mornings in the kitchen.
Well, it's fantastic. I'm a viewer. Thank you very much, Jimmy Hill, whom God preserve.